News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today in Utah.
The murder of Charlie Kirk is an American tragedy.
Tyler Robinson, the man accused of assassinating conservative activist Charlie Kirk last week at Utah Valley University, is charged with aggravated murder. This is prosecutor Jeff Gray.
I am filing a notice of intent to seek the death penalty. I do not take this decision lightly, and it is a decision I have made independently as county attorney, based solely on the available evidence.
Gray says Robinson left a note under a keyboard saying he planned to kill Kirk and confessed after the shooting. FBI Director Kash Patel fought with skeptical Democrats in his first oversight hearing since taking over the Bureau.
From the start, Patel sought to lay out the FBI's accomplishments during his young tenure, like violent crime arrests.
23,000. More than twice from the same time period last year.
And was defiant.
I'm not going anywhere. If you want to criticize my 16 years of service, please bring it on.
Democrat Cory Booker did.
You have assaulted the institutional integrity of the FBI.
Adding.
I think you're not going to be around long.
Which led to a shouting match.
That tears this country apart.
To address your falsehoods.
Oh, you can try.
Democrat Richard Blumenthal noted Patel's pledge during his confirmation hearing to not seek retaliation against perceived Trump enemies and recounted a purge of top agents and executives.
I'm not going to mince words. You lied to us.
An angry Patel denied that.
The only way people get terminated at the FBI is if they fail to meet the muster of the job and their duties.
And says he does not take White House orders on whom to fire. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Oscar-winning director and actor Robert Redford has died. He was 89. Two men were arrested in Britain for flying drones near Windsor Castle, violating restrictions in place for President Trump's state visit. This is AP News. The Georgia Supreme Court rejected Fulton County DA Fani Willis's appeal of her removal from the Georgia election interference case against President Trump and others. The president says this should go farther.
What she did to people, forget about me, what Fani Willis did to innocent people, patriots that love our country, what she did to them by indicting them and destroying them, she should be put in jail. She's a criminal. Fani Willis. It's a criminal.
Citing an appearance of impropriety created by a romantic relationship Willis had with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade, whom she had hired to lead the case, the Georgia Court of Appeals in December ruled Willis and her office could not continue to prosecute the case. Willis says she disagrees with the court's decision. A new prosecutor in Georgia will be appointed to replace her. More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.